Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina and Michelle, and we are back today with we're going to be talking about The Bachelorette, and we're going to be talking about Claim to Fame. But first, we'll be talking about the episode zero of the challenge, the introduction to the season that's going to start here in just a couple of days. I honestly like how I like the challenge, and I have not been excited for a season like this in so long. I thought that this introduction was kind of great, and I don't really get why it's an episode zero and not an actual episode. I guess because there's not a challenge and all that, but what did you think of episode zero?
I actually liked it. I thought it was a good intro episode. And I thought it showed like some of the history between certain people, like between Corey and Tony and Amanda and Tori and Cara, Maria and Laurel. I think it was good to show like reshow everyone the history and the relationships between people.
Yeah, I think so too. And I thought that even like some introductions of people who maybe didn't know each other, like Amanda and Rachel and Tina, I thought that was really cool. Also the interaction between Horacio and Katie, I thought was kind of fun. Even though Horacio should know better than to ask someone what their age is, but
Oh my God, I know I cringed at that too. I was like, why did he ask that?
oh gosh. But I th still think that it was an innocently like sweet conversation. I don't know. I'm guessing. I don't know. I feel like sometimes I just, Horacio is Hispanic. Maybe things are a little different in his culture and it's not, rude to ask that. But I'm not sure. I don't know. I loved pretty much all of it. I really, really struggled to find an LVP. But I did. I kind of cheated though. Who did you give your LVP to?
So I first like thinking about Horacio, I thought Katie looked so good, like the best she ever looked. So I was like, maybe he was trying to compliment her and they just didn't show the full conversation. That's how I netted out with it.
That could be, yes, that's very likely too.
And I actually didn't fill in. I have LVP written down and I didn't fill it in. I don't think there was anyone that I really had an LVP like LVP moment. I don't know.
Okay, so I took my LVP from the trailer and gave it to Laurel for the what's gonna be the Laurel Cara moment that we see. But yeah, there was really nothing in the episode, but that I got that from the because of the trailer.
Okay, that's fair. I didn't like Laurel's hair color this season. I think that she looks better with lighter hair. I don't know. I wasn't feeling the hair color.
I agree with that. She does look better with lighter hair, for sure. What about your MVP?
I put three people as MVP. First, I put Katie because they showed a lot of clips of her, and she got a lot of screen time, especially at the beginning of the episode. When like some people they just glossed right over, but they gave her a lot of time.
There were some people that they didn't even show. That's who should get the LVPs. Like
Yeah,
the
that's right. You're right. And then I also gave it to Tony because I don't know, I just got really excited to see Tony for some reason. I don't have a good reason.
Okay.
And then my third one was Rachel Robinson because she gave that great toast.
Yes, I gave it to Rachel too for giving that toast and also for like her being so excited to see Amanda. I know, I don't know. I mean, everybody knows that I just love Amanda and I loved how accepting they were and it made me feel like Amanda's not going to be on an island on her own like she was the last couple times that we've seen her. So I
Yeah.
gave my honorable mention to Amanda. For, I mean, really having so many moments in this intro, and I just, yeah. She's great. And her and the Cara Amanda moment was just I mean, that was the best part of the whole episode.
Yeah, it was. And at first, I was like, this is kind of fake. But then Amanda in the confessional was like, listen, we both don't like Tori. I'm like, okay, now I can get down with it.
So, I think on the official challenge podcast, Devon says that she at the beginning, like when they were there, they were talking to everybody. And when she was having her conversation with Amanda, Devon also told her that you need to have this conversation with Kara. You both need to go against Tori. And yeah, like even it, but they didn't show that either. Why? It's weird that they brought Devon and Devon to that thing and then they didn't really use them at all.
Yeah, I thought so too. I thought, yeah, it was kind of weird.
But I guess like click your check. Okay, so how about your quotes? There were a lot of good quotes, like a lot of them, I thought.
I had a few. One I had was, when CT said, what did I win? Two or three of them. And the producer said he won five. And he said, who's counting?
I had that written down too. Yeah, that was good.
And then I liked when Rachel said, we look, when I think she was talking to Tina, and she said, we look better and stronger than we did 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was Rachel and Tina because
Kind of
Rachel was
true.
looking down on herself too. Yeah.
They do look great.
They do.
And then the last quote I had was, I don't pay for OnlyFans, I wait for Derek to pay and then screenshot and send it to me from Ryan. But then I also wrote this down. This isn't a quote, but I wrote, Amanda admitted she was burying the hatchet because they both hate Tori. I already talked about that, but I wrote that down too.
So just to read Abby, she sent me her stuff. So her MVP was Rachel because of the toast. Her LVP was Casey because I don't even remember seeing her. And then
Oh, I didn't. I saw her when they did the toast. They like blipped on Casey, but that was it. She got nothing.
and then her quotes were Rachel's entire toast, but specifically, we all know the women bring the ratings. And then Amanda, which I have this one too. Kara buried her horse, so we are burying the hatchet. Some of the other ones that I had, Rachel says to Bananas, but seriously, how bad do you want to be in our era? And then Banana says, I feel kind of OG-ish, you know? Clearly wanting to be on that era one. And then Corey, when he's talking about the incident with Tony, he says, go ahead, I'm gonna give you guys permission, play the clip.
Oh yeah, really good.
Yeah, and then Naya, she says, I'm single, I'm not necessarily looking to hook up, but I am going to check out the buffet, you know, see what's out there. And then I also had the Ryan one, which I will say I saw that Derek tweeted about that and said that he doesn't really pay for Polly's OnlyFans. He's like, just to clarify, I don't really pay for Polly's OnlyFans. We Googled it or something like that.
Yep.
Amanda says, I'm so excited to meet Tina and Rachel. They're my twin flames from another era. And Derek says, this is the first time I've seen more naked men in the pool than there were women. And then the Amanda quote that I just read that Abby had too, which was the best quote, I think, of the episode. Kara buried her horse, and I think it's time we bury the hatchet.
Yeah, that was great.
So I'm really excited for this season. I mean, there's a lot of people, so I think it will be a very long season, but I'm really excited for this season. We have a good number of people signed up for fantasy. Yeah, I don't know. I think it will be a really good season. I hope.
I think so too. I'm looking forward to it. Is the episodes are 90 minutes again?
I'm assuming. I don't know.
I'm sure they are.
I'm sure they are. Okay, so do you have any final thoughts on the challenge before we move on to The Bachelorette?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm trying to look and see if who I drafted on my team.
Oh, yeah, we can. Talk about that
It's
quick.
not loading, this app. Come
Weird,
on.
it's not loading either.
I can't see my team. If I oh, I got it. I got it. Okay, I drafted Car Maria. I talked to Dylan. Dylan convinced me I have to drop Josh. He's like, last season Josh got me so many points. So I did Josh. I did Kylan, Laurel, Johnny, Jordan, and Tori.
Okay, mine is still not loading, so.
I could try to pull yours up. Oh, you can't see it before the season starts, can you?
No, but let me see if I can get it on my computer. No, it's not loading. Weird. It must be
App's tripping out.
something, which is weird because I really never have this problem with this app. But that's okay. I can come back to it later if. Oh, here it goes. Here it goes. Let me see my team.
It load?
I'm trying to get out of an ad right now.
Oh.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so I have Cara Maria, Bananas,
Yeah, me too.
Jordan,
Me too. Oh no. Everyone's got the same people.
Josh.
Oh my God, we're not all have the same people. This sucks.
Oh my God, Laurel.
Yep.
Michelle and Olivia.
Now I might have missed with Michelle because she's gonna get a ton of points because she got a ton of points last season. But I just don't like her, so I didn't do it. Even though I don't like Tori either, but I don't
But
know.
then I'm scared about picking Josh now because I thought he was going to give me a ton of drama points. But Ryan said, because he's been doing these Q&As on his Instagram, that he didn't see Josh cry once. So I don't know if that's because him and Josh weren't close and he was never around, or if like Josh
Oh, that's scary.
took a chill pill. But I
Yep.
had already drafted my team when I saw that. So we'll see. Maybe he'll be somebody that gets swapped out. Three swaps this season.
Oh, three. Okay, great.
Yes. So three swaps by week eight instead of the normal two swaps by week six, just because there's 40 play like contestants, and then also I think it'll be a longer season with it being 40 contestants. I mean, plus the challenge is like a super long show anyways.
Oh God, I know. It's not, when's it gonna end? January? I'm scared.
I mean, honestly, I really think that this is going to be like 4 months. Like it's going to be, yeah. But
I guess we gotta get ready.
yeah. I know, like seriously, the Bachelorette will be over, and then the Golden Bachelorette will be over, and the challenge will still be going.
Yep, that's for sure.
That's funny. Okay, so moving on to the Bachelorette. This was a I really like the season. I don't know if that's a popular opinion or not, but I really like the season. We come back to the cocktail party, and Jen tells all of her men about her ex showing up and that he's there. She needs to talk to him. So she talks to him, and she ends up telling him that she thinks her husband's in the room and that it's not him. And so he goes home. And she also sends Thomas N home at the rose ceremony, which I thought was very, very surprising. I thought he'd make it a lot farther than that. They seem to have a really good connection, and she didn't seem to know about a lot of the drama that he was causing in the house, so I was surprised to see him go.
So what did she give to send them home?
I think that she was just like, oh, stronger connections, basically. I don't know. It was just a rose ceremony. It wasn't like they got into some.
Oh, okay.
She just sent him home.
Got it.
I was really surprised because I thought, I don't know, he seemed to be a standout, but her one-on-one was with Jonathan, and Jonathan hates helicopters, and they take a helicopter to this vineyard and they play hide and seek in the vineyard. They have this hot tub portion. When they get to their night portion, he opens up about his like previous long-term relationship not working out, and he gets a rose and they start kissing and it starts raining, and I don't know if it's real rain or fake rain, but they got drenched on, and it was good. I gave Jonathan my MVP because of it. I mean, he looked really good this episode. He came off really well. He was able to get deeper with her and show that, they have this really playful relationship already and that they can get to another level. I honestly thought he was showing like pretty good potential like bachelor qualities if
Huh?
it wasn't somebody that she picked, but something came out just recently, just oh gosh, maybe an hour ago, that the Bachelor for next season is going to be announced tonight. So I'm not sure what that means, if the person gets eliminated, if it's somebody from another season. I personally think it will be somebody from another season, but I had high hopes for Jonathan because of this date up until I heard that rumor that it's going to get announced tonight. Now I don't know that it will be him or not. But
There's
I
a rumor that Bachelor's going to get announced tonight.
yeah, there are rumors. Yeah, it's Monday
Oh.
we're recording this, so actually by the time this drops tomorrow, it'll be out, but yeah, there's rumors that it's going to get announced tonight. Then there was a group date, and at the group date, Austin's really struggling with his connection with her because he hasn't had a one date. He's one of the few people who haven't had a one-on-one date, and he's really struggling. And so he ends up telling her that he wants to leave. And because of that, she's pretty in her head about this. We see some of her insecurities come out, and her just thinking that maybe she's not good enough. And it's really sad to see, but also very human. I'm glad that she was vulnerable about everything, but she doesn't give out a rose at the group date because she just thinks that it's a little too heavy, and I think that was the right decision. But I gave Austin my LVP for leaving. I know that that's what he felt was right, and I get that, but at the same time, it's almost like you know that you're gonna get sent home in 24 hours at a rose ceremony, and you're just like trying to beat her to it almost. Like, just let her be the bachelorette and make her own decisions. And
Right.
yeah. So
Right.
my LVP for that one. Grant got the other one-on-one date. They went horseback riding, had a little picnic. Grant opens up about his dad's struggles with substance abuse, and he gets a rose too. I gave him an MVP honorable mention because I think that he was really vulnerable, and I really liked that he was able to open up about his dad and kind of not have that I don't know, not be afraid of that stigma around substance abuse and stuff, or like opening up about it, not being ashamed. to share his story. But I the reason that I didn't give him the MVP and I gave it to Jonathan over Grant is just because I really just felt like the connection was stronger, and I felt like, I mean, maybe even it was just the edit was better. But I just, I mean, Grant's date was like short in comparison to Jonathan's, and so maybe that's the way they want us to feel too. But I just thought that Jonathan's date went a little bit better.
Gotcha.
Abby, she sent me her information too.
Our and LVPs.
Yes. So this week for Abby, she put Grant as her MVP because of the addiction and racism talk. They also talked about because he is like half black. They also talked about race and stuff too. Now, honestly, maybe I should have given him my MVP, but she gave her honorable mention to Jonathan. I mean, they were both just really good dates. And her LVP was Austin because I think he left because he was being a baby, not getting enough attention. Her quotes, Austin said, "That is whack." Jen, tonight is a monumental night. We are truly putting the past in the past. Jonathan, I don't know what it is with you and heights. And then, Jen, why are you petting me? What is going on here? Referring to the night portion, of her group date when, who is it that pets her? I have this written down. Jeremy is like, can't stop like petting her. It's kind of funny. So my quotes this episode, I had Dylan. He says, "I've never grown up with a brother, and I'm so lucky to be here with you guys and have all of this support." Jen, when she's on one of her group dates, she's just like, "I want to do a cartwheel," and she just like does one randomly. Dylan again, he says, "Okay, so they're like doing this like muddy whatever," and he says, "I just got some fresh new kicks, man. I'm not trying to get them all muddy." And then Jen to Marcus says, "When I think of someone who I can rely on, it's always you." I thought that that was really telling. I think Marcus is one of her strongest connections. And then Grant, when talking about his dad in his recovery, says it's his first time living too.
What I don't know, understand what that means.
Like that he like he 'cause so he talked about how his dad wasn't sober like his whole life basically and got
Okay.
sober like 2 years ago, so he's saying that like this is like his first time like really living sober basically.
Ah, okay, I get it.
So yeah, I'm like I said, I'm excited about this season. I think it's a really good one. I'm excited about tonight. Next week we'll have some fun stuff to talk about, new Bachelor announcement and all that, hopefully. Yeah. So I guess moving on to Claim to Fame, what did you think about this episode?
It was okay. I was surprised by the ending, actually. What about you?
I was very surprised by the ending. I gave Diedrich my LVP because I don't know why he chose Adam and
Overthinking
Chloe
most.
Wilson.
He was overthinking it. That was just like, I think, I don't know. I think he thought everyone, he and Miguel kind of were doing all these tricks, and I think he thought some, they were trying to game him too, and they really weren't.
No, not at all. I or almost I feel like he like wanted to go out. I don't know. It was very weird.
Maybe he wanted to go out so no one could guess his, because it seemed like everybody knew his. But also, I didn't think it was fair. They had such obvious clues for Michael Jackson on the clue wall, Bubbles.
They had some very obvious things. I agree. And I think that it's funny because so many things can be misinterpreted as other things, like the cars being Owen Wilson. Like, no, like that has to be somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I don't either. I just it's I gave okay, so who did you give your MVP to?
HUD.
HUD, really? Okay, why?
Think he's just playing it very smart. I don't really like, actually don't really like him, but he's being really smart about the game.
But he was supposed to lose the challenge and they won.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why I didn't give it to him. But I agree that he was playing a good game otherwise, but I don't think that that was a good game move.
No, you're right. That's a good point. That was a good point.
I gave mine to Mackenzie because I think she is all of a sudden, like, I mean, not all of a sudden, but the last few weeks, ever since we started seeing her, really. She's been playing really hard and really smart, and she knows what who people are, and she's making deals with the right people, and I think Mackenzie's playing a great game.
I think so too. I really started liking her the last couple episodes. She wasn't really in the first few episodes, but now she's been in it more, so I've started liking her more.
Same.
And I like Danny. I think his clue was super obvious too.
Yeah.
I feel like HUD's clue wasn't that obvious. I wouldn't, if I knew who HUD was already, if I didn't know who he was, I wouldn't understand what that clue was. I feel like Naomi's clue was super obvious. I don't know who else's clue got pulled, but Mackenzie's I didn't feel was like super obvious because I don't know country that well.
Yeah, I have a guess on who I think that is.
Yeah.
I'm not 100%, but I think I know who Mackenzie's related to. I think I know who HUD is related to. And honestly, I think that I know who Adam is related to. I think Mackenzie is right about Adam.
What did she say? David Schwimmer? Okay. I don't know. We still haven't seen Adam's clue, right?
Didn't we just see Adam's clue? No, we didn't. Okay, you're right. They
Oh,
pulled
Danny.
Danny.
Oh, and I have no idea who Shane is. No idea.
No, neither do I.
Not a, I can't, I don't, I'm like, I was trying to think about it. I'm like, I don't have a guess. Swaz knows, though. He said he knows.
Yeah, he said he's known the whole time.
Yep.
Crazy.
I hope Shane, I actually like Shane a lot, so I hope he wins.
So Diedrich picks Adam and guesses that he's related to Owen Wilson, which is clearly not right. The Danny clue with the J made it like really obvious, and the Vidi Vici made it very obvious, I think, who Danny is related to. And I don't know why. I literally have in my notes Mackenzie and Diedrich figure out who Danny is related to. I literally have that written in my notes. And then followed by guess off. Diedrich is voted as a guesser and guesses that Adam is related. Like, what?
I know. I don't know why he did that. I think he was like, oh, they're trying to game me. I don't know. Or part of me is like, did he just didn't want to feel like the heat of them guessing him because they all knew his?
I don't know. I mean, maybe it all does come down to the finale and like knowing that he can't win, so might as
Or
well.
like Danny, he didn't want to get rid of Danny. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
It was just very, I agree with you. It was very weird.
Very strange, but I do think it's really funny that in my notes I have that like back to back. Like, what are you doing, guy? But yeah, so Diedrich had to get my LVP, but it's really cool that he's related to Michael Jackson, and yeah.
Yeah, I liked him mostly on the show. He was good.
Do you have any final thoughts about claim to fame?
Did we do our quotes?
Oh no, we didn't. I'm sorry. What are your quotes?
Danny, who is he talking? Who's talking to Adam? Oh, there was a big fight between Adam and Danny. And Danny said, "You're just coasting by on other people's thoughts." But the whole fight was pretty good. It was a good fight.
I had Adam. He says, "You can put the blindfold on, but my third eye is wide open." And then I also have HUD saying, "Jumanji is not a sound."
Oh, HUD was actually hysterical. I had a HUD quote too. I had HUD saying, "Brother, they're not making napalm and bringing it on TV." Why do you keep saying napalm?
That's so funny. Yeah. This
That
was.
was the best. That was the best part for me, with Adam doing the sense. I don't know. It was so funny.
Jumanji is not a sound. Oh wow. Yeah, that was good. That was a good. Those were all my quotes, though. I just have the two.
The other one I had was from Diedrich. "Shane, you gotta watch that man. He's as slick as the chicken grease around his neck."
That's a good one too.
Yeah. I mean, even if I don't like the cast that much this season, it's still an enjoyable show. I still like it. I just don't love it like I loved it last season.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. And I get your argument of how these are like distantly related and not like siblings or like their children or parents or anything.
Yeah, but there might be some of those who are still left, I guess.
Yeah. True.
We'll find out.
Okay, so I have caught all the way up on Big Brother, so we're not going to fully talk about Big Brother, but we can touch on it a little bit here. This is a really good season. I'm really liking the IA twist. I think that like the three nominees and then the challenge before is just like such a good twist to really shake things up. I'm surprised at how much I like this season. And I love Tucker. I mean, he's excellent TV.
Oh, I watched it. That's great.
Yeah.
I just saw a horrible headline on social media that was like, "Angela's the worst house guest and most annoying person ever." And I love Angela, so I have to go after this, go fight for her.
Oh, of course you do. Go be the
That's
Angela.
on the docket as soon as you log off. I'm going to go fight for Angela.
That's hilarious. I really like Angela too because she makes good TV. She's emotional. Honestly, I'm trying to figure out who I can drop from my team so that I can get her on my team because I feel like she has the most points out of everybody, and it's because
Yeah.
she's emotional and she yells and she wins HOH. She's great.
Yeah, I didn't draft. I should have drafted her. I didn't draft her. I did just trade because I lost Kenny. I did the worst drafting yet again. I had Matt and Kenny, so I lost both of them. So I just traded for Tucker and Quinn because I figure they're kind of high drama.
I have Tucker and Quinn on my team too. I didn't originally have Quinn on my team because I didn't do any research and I didn't realize he was from Nebraska, or I would have had him on my team, but I had to drop Matt because I had him on my team. So I picked up Quinn at the
I told Dylan, "Matt's gonna win the whole show. I'm a moron." He was the first one kicked out. Ugh, I don't know. I was gonna ask you something else. Oh, have you been following it on social media at all, the show?
A little bit, but not like a lot.
So a lot of people are getting annoyed by Quinn, and I'm included in this group, because he keeps shouting out like Rob has a podcast. And talking about when he does this deep dive with Taryn and how he wants it to go. And it's like, brother, it is week three. You have to calm down. Like, people are getting really annoyed by him for that. But then he has defenders too. Like, all Corey's fans from last season are huge into Quinn because Quinn keeps shouting out Corey and talking about Corey.
I wasn't a huge Corey fan, so I don't really like that, but I'm gonna have to. The thing about people from Nebraska is not a lot of us been on TV, so you have to root for that.
Oh my God. All right. I'll allow it. I'm actually he's getting so much heat that I'm starting to be like, all right, maybe it's a little much for this guy, but he's being pretty annoying.
Yeah, I mean he's definitely a character, but characters are good for TV, so I have to stick with him. I have to. But he's against Tucker, and I'm a huge Tucker fan. So if I had to choose between Quinn and Tucker, I would probably pick Tucker because I think Tucker is just phenomenal.
I know. I hope they're supposed to be announcing a new twist either Thursday or next week. And I hope it benefits Tucker. I need more America vote situations so we can help Angela and Tucker. Although I don't know if America's vote would help Angela because I heard the Facebook crowd hates Angela.
Oh.
They like hate Angela. They think she's a mean bully for what she did to Matt, which okay, I get it. I can't blame them, but
Well, it's a pretty bad situation. It wasn't ideal, that's for sure.
It was insane, really. It was.
And okay, so the segment of Tucker wanting to get Lisa out, oh my gosh, that had me rolling when he's talking about how, like, I do not want extra plastic in my food. Talking about the glitter. Oh my God, I was dead.
Why I can't say like that sugar. I'm like, why would anyone want you to stick your fingers in your little thing of glitter and sprinkle it on your food? No.
No, definitely not. I don't know. I don't know. But I think that, yeah, I thought that was so funny.
Yeah, he was that was so good. That was so good.
And then
Yeah.
when, yeah, when Tucker gave his veto to Angela, I mean, wow, that was showstopper. And
Great tell. That was a great that's one of the best veto ceremonies ever. That was great.
iconic. Yeah.
And then I liked when MJ said, what did she say? Like, there's ceremonies adjourned, and she was like, actually, no, it's not. And then she used her power.
Yeah, that was a good one too.
I kind of like MJ. The first week, I didn't really like her, and now she's growing on me.
You just not like showmances?
No, I don't know why. I guess I was kind of Team Angela in the Matt fight, so I just, by default, didn't really like her. I don't mind, like, if Tucker and Rubina have been kind of flirting. I like them as a showman. I wouldn't mind them.
Okay. Yeah, I like them too. I think they're cute. Except for I think Rubina might go out this week, so.
Yeah, she's definitely at risk. That is for sure.
We'll see. Okay, well, any other final thoughts?
Think so.
All right. Well, thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.